Richard Zelman.
Zelman.
I'm good. I'm good. It's good. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Galicia?
Huh?
Tataka.
Just put on to speak on, but Golus Hamolek. There's two Golusim. There's two forces who fight the system. The system of the creation is built on three major Kutshvich or Raisa Yisroel. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah in Yisroel, Chad is one thing. That's the Bria, the purpose of the Bria. If you take one out of the three, it doesn't exist. I mean, Hashem alone is Hashem. He's independent, doesn't need the Bria, doesn't need anything. But he created the world. And this world stands on three pillars. Shloisha, Amudim, Oilem, Oimet. Kutche Brichu, Oraisa, Yisroel. It's also Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Therefore, we have three fathers. Means that the three major factors which build the purpose of the creation, the system of the creation, and the tachlis of the creation is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Against the creation, being fought by two forces. One is Paroi, which we are very familiar with, and the other one is Amalek. They don't work together. When Paro is full in force, Amalek is staying aside. They never work together. The first Golus was Golus Paro, Golus Mitzrayim. In Golus Mitzrayim, it's not only Mitzrayim encompasses also the continuation of the Arb Shibu Dalad Malchius. Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom, which all of us were in this Golus, they're majorly fighting, denying two factors, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah. That's what they're denying. Like Paro says, Mi Hashem, Hashem, who is Hashem? I don't believe in existing Hashem. Sheshman Bekoel should listen to him to his Torah. They are fighting, they're denying the fact of Hashem, denying the fact of Torah. And that Golus was the seed of the Golus was in Mitzrayim. But when he came out, the extension of that went further. Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom, which is called Malchus, as the Maral says, they're competing with Malchus Shemayim. They're competing with the Hashem's Malchus, that he owns and he it's his world. Aniyam loich Nebuchadnezzar said, and you, everyone in his own way, even I believe in you existing, but I'm not listening to you. Mi Hashem she'eshma, why should I listen to you? That is Golus Paroi. We're very familiar with it because we just suffered by them. Every generation in its own way. That was the first generation, was Bovel, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash. Then the second generation, later on, was Mordechoman, to liquidate us totally. That was Modai. And then Yovan, we just went to Hanukkah. Edom is the final war against us, which the Maral, I'm not going to go into detail, which the Maral is, Edom has all three components in them. Bovel, Modai, Yovan is all in Edom. He works with all forces. And you saw the Edom is the Western culture, which we all suffered the last 2,000 years. Denying us, Holocaust, communism, socialism, all isms, all ideologies, this is all a part of Edom. And that is Golus Mitzrayim. But after we came out of Mitzrayim, Who is a smart person who knows his place, his position? What war are we in today? Not today. 2015. Tov Shin Aimvov. Are we fighting Paro today, or are we fighting a new enemy, which is called Amalek, which we didn't know what tools we have to use? We know how to use against Paro. Against Paro is Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who took us out of Paro. Paro denies Hashem, comes makes us Samoisim, Kriyas Yamsuf, he reveals Hashem. How can you deny Hashem? Hashem is all over. Every person that's seen Hashem fighting Torah, how can you deny Torah? No ideology could ever compete with Torah. I mean, some of you are aware of, if you've ever attended a seminar of Arachim or Zohar or any of the Dabrut, any of the things, there's the biggest atheist. You could prove it in black and white, Moshe Emes, Terosa Emes. Torah was not written by human beings. Torah is written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to prove Moshe Emes or Terosa Emes. And that was the tools which we use still today. Any of us, unfortunately, the rest, hundreds and hundreds of years, we were fought by all this Edom, Malchus Edom, all kinds of ideologies, Haskola movements, whatever that is, only thing which we hold back, we tell them. Marta Adoich Harbe Me'achoyshech, we set him down, sitting the learning and so on and so. And we won, we are here, we are there, we are here. We are here. But what happened in the region Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, which was actually the seed, the example of what should be in the end of the days, after coming out of Mitzrayim, we got rid of Paroi, and we came into the Midbar, into the desert. Now once we were in the desert, there was no Paroi. There was no outside forces fighting us. You were fully in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't exist without him, you can't deny him. Not only that you could deny Hashem created the world, you can't even deny that you could exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Live in the Midbar 40 days, 40 years, with no food, with no water, a whole nation going to sleep every evening, a whole nation, about 5 million people, without a morsel of food, without a drop of water. And you depend tomorrow morning, you get up, everyone should find this portion of man, min ha-shamayim, man from heaven. And Be'er Shamiriam, full of nechoshim ve'akrabim, all inside. You see the Nani Yaakovet taking care on you, protecting you. You live with Hashem 100% every oxygen, every moment. You can't be without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Simlal Tzchol, obviously, your clothing, your shoes, nothing ever was provided for 40 years in the Midbar. You all witness Hashem speaking to you. We have amongst us Moshe Rabbeinu, Nehar Nakoyim, we have a Mishkan. What else? Hashem is non-deniable. So that actually is the example that we're totally free of Paro. Nobody federates your cup. Nobody confuses you. Everyone knows the whole Torah. Everyone experienced Matan Torah. We are standing in Sinai. Everyone heard Hashem speaking to him personally, individually. But what happened in these 40 years? We did all kinds of stupid things. We fought Hashem, we tested Hashem. The first one, Egel, we went back worshipping the golden calf. Means to say, they couldn't deny Hashem, but so what? We're going to worship the golden calf. The purpose of going us to go into Eretz Yisrael, that's the ultimate Mashiach, to conquer the whole world, that's the ultimate purpose. Meraglim, no, we're not coming in. We're not here. And then we signed him. Then you complained. For every little thing, complained. Complaining. Now, Sarosh Nachzor Mitzrayim, too bad that I left Mitzrayim. I wish I could go back. I mean, how is that possible? Did anyone confuse you? Did they have any doubts? V'yovoy Amalek v'lochem v'Yisrael. Amalek came, a new war. And here we didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, Moshe is totally ineffective. Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim, 10 plagues, miracles, Kriyas Yamsuf, giving us the Torah. Moshe is among us. And he doesn't know how to fight Amalek. And we make 40 years. Arboim Shona Okut Bedoir. And the final thing, the last phase, mamish before the end of the 4 years, was the explosion of Snus, Menos Moyav, Atas Bilam, became a plague, 24,000 dying. In the Egel, the Golka only 3,000 died. And then Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the Megev for doubling fast, but he didn't stop the Egel. He was in heaven and we did what we did. But he immediately came down, okay, doubling fast, he stopped the Egel. But after that started, Koirach, not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, who are you? Hashem spoke to every one of us, we don't need a leader. And on, all the Asura Nishon Nishav Asechem Amin, but 10 tests, we tested Hashem in the Midbar. And we have such Zechiras Tmidias as a mitzvah to remember 6 remembrances continuously. That's the essence of a Jew to remember, because you're always at the edge of a war. You may fall. The first thing you have to remember, you came out of Mitzrayim. You still have to come out of Mitzrayim. The second, remember, you stood in Sinai, received the Torah, and heard Hashem speaking to you, and give it over to your children. Third, remember Amalek came and was not impressed with all Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles. And he fought you, Ashikor, who called you off. And therefore, Timcha Zecher Amalek, you always have to be alert to fight Amalek. If not, you're going to fall a victim. As you fell a victim in Midbar. Moshe didn't help. The fact we depend on the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't help. How do the people have the attitude, the chutzpah, to go and spit Hashem in the face when you need Hashem's mon every morning? One morning you get up and mon is not coming, you finish, the whole nation is starving to death. And you're spitting Hashem in the face 10 times. So therefore you have to fight always Amalek, because then you finish. And then remember, that in the Midbar, under this circumstance, we still tested Hashem. And we did what we did. Why is it relevant for what they did over there? Because it's going to come a time, and we are in this time, that in the Midbar, there's no more paroi, nobody fighting you, nobody's fighting your beliefs, as we will explain. And you in the Midbar, you see that without Hashem, you have no existence right. All who is against you, wherever you go, is against you. You can't guarantee your provision to provide. Nobody knows what's going to be tomorrow financially. The world is in a verge of explosion every split second financially, security-wise. And you depend on Hashem, He should protect you. You're surrounded with over 20% of the world population with Muslims, which firmly believe that if they knock your head off and they kill you, they're guaranteed to go to their hell where they want to go to, should all of them go there. And any moment anyone could just chop your head off, and being a jihad, being holy, who protects us? Could anyone with his right mind say today that you are naturally protected here, especially in Israel, all mixed up with Arabs, it's all around what's going on, people in with all the things? Don't you see that you depend on Hashem? If you look back the last 60 years, the state of Israel, how did we get where we got? Is that naturally? I built schools, institutions, weddings, families getting married. 90% of people can't finish the month. They can't finish the month. And they're having 10, 12, 14, 15 children marrying off. Chassers, everything. Is that Bederech HaTeva? You're in the Midbar, in the desert. If Hashem lo yishmari, shof shokat shomir, Hashem wouldn't protect you. No way can you. In no way could. You're not self-supportive, you're not self-secured. You depend on Hashem. And what are we doing? We're doing the same stupid things that we've done in the Midbar. Some people worship idols, and some people complain, always complain. You know, you're living in Hashem's hand, you keep complaining all the time. Some people say, I wish I wouldn't be born a Jew who needed the whole business. You say every morning, thank you, Hashem, you didn't make me a goy. But if you give yourself a test, if you would want to wake up and you find out you're really a goy, would you run to convert with all the pekulach which you have? And the final test just before Mashiach is the explosion of Aroyas and Ismoyav. Magefo, there is a plague. Kamatein Bayis Hashem Shames. There's hardly a family who doesn't lose a child here to die for nothing, for no reason. Nobody took him, not Bovel, not Boder. Nobody doesn't become a communist, doesn't become a Zionist. Finished. All the idealism are bankrupt. We're not in Golas Mitzrayim anymore. We're not in Golas Malchias. What Golas is it? That's Golas Amalek. What is Amalek? What is the tool of Amalek? Amalek does not deny Hashem. Opposite, he says there is only Hashem. Does not deny Torah. Yes, Hashem, Torah. But who are you? Don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in ourself. I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, then you're a victim. You're a victim of Amalek. If I complain, you don't know your power. You don't know who you are. And it's not our fault. Because we never were taught, but we never teach who really we are. We always spoke about Hashem, because till now, until very recently, if I may say, it's my opinion, you don't have to accept. Till about 25 years ago, we were still in Edom. Edom actually was capitalized in Russia, in communism. Communism, fighting Hashem, fighting the existence of Hashem, religion, everything, and we know, until 25 years ago in Russia, you had to fight to keep a breeze, to keep Shabbos. Today, you're free. You could do all whatever you want. We don't acknowledge the fact that we haven't got all the Golos we fought for thousands of years. We are out. The word Golos, I think I mentioned the last time here, I keep mentioning all the time, people don't chap. The word Golos is that, says the Maral, that they don't allow you to practice what you believe. That is Golos. Not that you haven't got food. Goyim also haven't got food. They also have problems. Financial, whatever. Golos means, who is the person? What is a person? A person is what he wants. Im yesh es nafshechem, im yesh es rutzoinchem, says Hashem. Nefesh of a person, what he wants. Who do I want to be? A man is bechira. A man could be a Nimrod. I don't care. I fight Hashem. I could be Terach. Worshipping idols, Akmunach Tzadik, I do the minimum it's supposed to be done. Akmunach Ramavinu. Adam Yuchasavit Hashem. There's a possibility, that Bechir is available for every human being. And we could see it. You could see people who were raised by Terach Abramovinu, was raised by total denial of Hashem, worshipping Voidazor, forced him to avoid, became Abramovinu on his own because he wanted it. He fought the whole world tell us single handedly. At the same time, Noach Tzadik was inherited the entire Torah mitzvahs and he practiced it fully. Noach Tzadik Tumim. But he doesn't want to be Avraham Avinu and didn't become Avraham Avinu. Meant a goy. And you could be a Nimrod, you're the Esrebo, you know the facts, you know the reality. So what? I'm fighting him. Let's have a Nimrod boy. You could be Terach, worship idols, make me. Business with Hashem, make partnership, all kinds of shittifus, avoid the b'shittuf. That is a human being. A human being has freedom of choice to go all directions, and Hashem will not stand in his way. Because if Hashem stands in his way, he's crushing the man. And Hashem created us to be self-practicing. We should find Hashem, we should be on our own. That is a man. Now, when you choose to be wanting, and they don't allow you to do it, that's godless. I can't express myself. That is called Golos. And that we have used to it till now. We wanted to learn, Yerusha didn't let us learn, we wanted to live, Hitler didn't let us live. We always had forces and nations who fought us, didn't allow us to express ourselves. Period. What is today? Freedom. We never, oh, it's Golos. There's no Golos Paroi, no Golos Malchus. You could go any place, everything is available, everything is accessible, nobody will tell you what to do, not even here. You can come from the worst background, you could be raised twice in Berkeley, California, by five generations of atheists of assimilated Jew, and discover Hashem, and build a beautiful Bais Nehemah B'Yisrael, be toyed in everything, fighting all the parents, the whole world, and become Avraham Avinu. And you could be raised in the nicest family, the nicest rabbinical dynasties, that all the land, knowing everything, they're walking out, and accessible, available. You have the iPhone, you have the internet, available, everything is available. The secular Jew discovers Hashem in the iPhone, and the religious Jew discovers the world in the iPhone. He takes the iPhone to the world, and the secular takes the iPhone to Torah. It's unbelievable. You do whatever you want. And Hashem is allowing you to express yourself with no busha. People that are not embarrassed, they just... If you deny today, we have a new bacteria which you never knew existed until we see it in life. That today have Nimrods, between us, the most nicest, finest learned Jews. I'm angry at Hashem. I know Hashem, I'm angry at Hashem. And I go, it's a spiking, I go against him. That's just called freedom of choice. See, nobody stands in your way. What you want, you get it. You're going to get it. It's going to happen. You're going to become a ruin. Messiah, I'm going to help you. While you learn, you have Torah, Koilim, everything, information is available. Nobody can stand in your way for wanting to become a Vrumovino. Bole Tamois. You want to just cap out? You want to leave the system? Poiskim Lord. They made it available. It's easy. I'm sorry. I'm expressing a very personal, very deep pain. I could hardly sleep tonight because I had a last night call from America. A Chassidish couple, crazy, Meshuggah, you know? Only 26 years old, two children. He doesn't believe anything. Leave me alone. The wife said, I can't live with such a mental koifer. Nothing. Nobody federated my cop. There was no power. There was no goals. He made a decision. Let me go. And the woman said, what should I do? I cannot live with a koifer. He says, you do what you need. I make kiddush. I play the game. But leave me alone. I'm fed up. I don't want it. Machal Shabbos. Of course, the iPhone. If the iPhone took him down or because he wanted to get on to drive, doesn't matter. That's freedom of choice, but nothing goes. Many of us, unfortunately, in the Oilam HaKoyim Yeshivas feel their goals in Yiddishkeit. They can't abandon the family. Even them, they freedom leave. Unfortunately, many people get out of the goals of Torah and they're Chutzpe Yazger, Pnei Dor Ke Pnei Kelev. The last judge is going to be like the face of a dog. Says Chashlo is by shoes heavy. There's no embarrassment, no shame. I do what I want. I don't care. Means no golos. You're not in golos by Torah. You're not in golos by the secular Jew. The secular Jew comes back, and the religion goes out with total freedom. Bole Thomas Poischelo. And we don't know what to do with such a woman, unfortunately. They have fine, but he wants to live a total free life. I'm not. You'll be in family, I give you what you need, but leave me alone. Kind of person, leave with a husband like that. And this is repeating so almost daily. Best of the finest family. Fine Chosher Rosh Hashiva children. That's as good as a monarch. So what is the antidote? Against Paroi, at all the goals antidote was, Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Torah, Moshe Avdi. Wherever there was a light of Torah, we pushed away all the darkness. Because they are hardly pushed into because Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, intelligence, wisdom. Hashem, you don't have to believe in Hashem. In Torah, you don't have to believe. You have to know Hashem, you have to know Torah. Hashem, be so. Atoreisul Das, you have been shown to know. Hashem didn't introduce himself to us when he gave us the Torah, Onoich Hashem Elokecho Asheboro Sicho. I am the God who has created you. No. Because your God would have told me, I'm the one who created you, that we have to believe. I have no proof. Hashem created a noich Hashem Tzitzicho, where it's Mitzrayim, to come from Mitzrayim. You saw me. You saw 10 miracles, you saw 10 plagues, you saw Christian. Yav Yisroel, it's Yodak Doyle, Shosh Mitzrayim. Made of a million Hashem. So against Paroi, we have Das, the intelligence. And that's very easy to prove, because a person is intelligent and he lives his intelligence. He has to be stupid to go against his own intelligence. If I show a man black and white what the truth is and what the purpose is, and he goes away, he's committing suicide. So Tila, we were raised on Das, learning Torah. Amalek fights something which you have no Das. Moshe doesn't help you. I can prove it. Only Amuno that you have to believe. What does Amalek say? Who are you? Who needs you? Who are you? So how do I fight him off? Now, everyone knows when we learn in the Torah, we till now, I say always the Torah is like a drugstore. The drugs have all kind of medicine. You have depressed people, give stimulants. For a bipolar person, for everything, you take depressive people, put them down. You don't take medicine whatever you want. You have a doctor. And tells you, describes you which medicine you have to take. If you take medicine, whatever you want, you're dead. In Turkey, it's all kind of medicines. When we were victims of Paroi and Homon and all Edom, all the things in love, the denying Hashem, lying Torah, so medicine was Torah. Das, Moshe Rabbeinu is Das, intelligence, he proved black and white. All the seminars, people came by the Jews in the thousands, the most intelligent people, was intellectually proof, absolutely. Amalek derives you. Who are you? Hashem needs you. So who am I? When a person, there's no doubt, there's no mind could understand Hashem needs me. And I give you several statements of the same Torah, which we had accepted intelligently, knowing it's coming from Hashem. Moshe Mitzrayim is, I know intelligently it's true. But there's statements in the Torah that intelligently you can't understand, you can't take it, you have to believe it. Because the Torah says, I believe it. Why should I believe it? But it says in the Torah. Let me give you a little bit of background information. But ask yourself, anyone here, you know your parents and your father and your mother, right? Do you know that your parents are your parents, or do you believe your parents are your parents? Is it knowledge or is it belief? What would you say? No?
Belief.
Only beliefs. You don't know. Belief. And a belief could be taken away by the parents himself. What will happen one day, he's a very rich man, and there's only one son, and of course the rich man passed away, and inherits now the entire wealth of this rich man, and came two kosher witnesses, Reuben and Shimon, and they testify, this child is an adopted child. It's not a biological child. We were there at his adoption. He was 2 weeks old, and we know the whole case. He lost the entire wealth. No way can he defend himself. Till now he knew, he believed it's my father and my mother, or his son, or his father. What will happen if the father himself comes to him? Moshele, I have to give some news to you. You think he's my biological son? No. He adopted a child. Finish. Okay. Can he defend himself? No way. The belief could be taken away by two witnesses, could be taken away by the parents himself. Now, when you got married, you still don't need a kufa with your wife, Baruch Hashem. And one day come home, and you knock on the door, and it's locked. Who are you? I'm your husband. No, I have no husband. I never got married to you. Your wife, you believe your wife is your wife? You know your wife is your wife. Know it? You know it. Because I was Makadosh. You come to witnesses, you never got married or you got divorced. You talk nonsense. You know, I was Makadosh, I never divorced. Nobody could take away knowledge. Adam HaRishon, the first exposure to reality was only belief. He opened up his eyes, complete man. Hashem speaks to him. I'm Hashem. I created you. Created the world. You're the purpose of the creation. He tells him everything which he told us in the Torah. And you, my partner, make sure don't destroy the world. And this, and the, without you, I have no world. I created the world in such a way that you have to be my partner. You have to complete them because we have to enjoy ourselves forever, forever. So you, my partner, and I gave him this and this, and he gives him the whole Torah, the whole concepts, everything which you know, Kabbalah, the whole Torah. He knew it or he believed it, but he believed it. He believed it. I believe you could lose. Came later the Yoshke and says, I'm the child of Hashem, not you. And came there Muhammad, says, I'm the disciple. Emma could today your cup. So for 20 generations, it went down, 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 till Avraham Avinu. That they left Amunah. There was Mabul, there was the Moloretz Komos, robbing, stealing, do whatever they want, denying Hashem, Dora Flog, everyone makes up his own opinion. Okay, Hashem said, I created you. You tell him, okay, I don't care. You're there, Sriboino. I mean, 20 generations later, but Noach was still there. Noach was there. He was there till the age of Avraham Avinu was 48 years old. 52 years old. 58 years old. All the information from Adam HaRishon was passed down all the 20 generations, but they did whatever they wanted because it's a belief. Who says? Enosh, worshiping Avodah Zorah. The belief was totally watered down, everyone to his own thing. The only one who really believed that whatever Hashem told Tobi to believe, and he gave his life for that, was Avraham Avinu. Because he believed. Why Terech worship Avoid the Zohar? Because he, it was only a belief, okay, I want to worship Avoid the Zohar. I'm not this way. Noach Tzadik, okay, I believe the minimal, but beyond that, to give my life for that, I'm the partner of God, without me Hashem isn't at the world. So Avraham Avinu, he could as boy to acknowledge his creator, he created him, he believed in himself. Whatever Hashem tells, now what does Hashem tell to, what did Hashem tell to other magicians? Tend out to pay attention, altikalki vitakri salomi. Pay attention, don't destroy my beautiful world. I could destroy your beautiful world, I could fight you. Yes? I'm giving all the motion repeatedly because bring it down to our level. If you work 100 years ago on a typewriter, 100 years on a typewriter, you work. And you say, okay, you could do whatever you want, write, erase, but this button don't you push. You push this button, you're blowing up the world. You would believe it? No way. You're fanatic if you believe it. But today, there's a keyboard somewhere in the Pentagon. Don't push this button. You open up all the silos, you're destroying the world. Today, there's knowledge backing up to the point that you could believe it. That the push of a button blows up a world. And the push of a button runs a world. 630 mitzvahs, destructive, do this, don't do this. You need a background knowledge in order to come to that belief. I tell you better, Moshe. It happened about 35 years ago, I was giving in Manhattan. Giving a certain workshop for total secular people. I gave a series of 4 or 5 lectures. And one elderly lady walks over to me after the 3rd, 4th, or 5th lecture and says, Rabbi, do you really believe the story of Noah with the ark? That you built an ark with this and this dimension, 300 times, 50 times, and this and that, and you collected all the elements of the whole world in it, and that saved the whole world. We all come from that ark. Do you really believe it? Absolutely. I really believe it. Come on, don't sound so fanatic. You're pretty much open-minded. I can't believe it if you believe it. He says, I do believe it. So how can you believe such a thing? It's against reality. So I asked her on the spot, Hashem gave me immediately the idea. Tell me, lady, 50 years ago, they would have told you, they took a plastic chip, 1 inch of 1 inch, and they documented on the plastic chip the entire New York City library. It's a big, big square block. Millions of books. Would you believe that? I said, of course not. Do you believe it? Yes. Because it works. In other words, there's belief which has no knowledge background to validate you should believe it. And that is belief that we have knowledge background that if you don't believe it, you're arrogant. Till Avraham Avinu, there was no knowledge. There was enough knowledge. You see, Hashem made a marble. Hashem made a rafloga, made miracles. But that could still be disputed. Avraham Avinu kept the belief which other magicians didn't believe. Other magician did it, violated the order of Hashem. And Avraham Avinu said, Hashem, I believe you. You say, I'm your partner, without me, there's no world, I have to feel it. I believe it. You tell it, I believe it. Hashem tested him, how much you believe me? One test, other test, other test. Give back your only son. Hashem promises, withdraws the promise. Terrible test. He shocks him, he shakes him. To what extent do you believe whatever I told you? And, Vomar Bekulam. Oh, now Hashem there's going to be a new creation, a new given Torah. It was given by Adam HaRishon. They all got it. They all had it. But it was only founded on belief. There was no, it wasn't backed up with knowledge. I'm going to give a new creation. I'm going to create a new creation. I give you a new Kabbalah HaTorah, but all backed up with absolute awareness knowledge. That's going to be such a gift that you could never deny that. And he said, I'm giving over the world to you, but backed up with the absolute guarantee that if you're not arrogant or stupid, you will never let it go, because I proved it to you. A marriage. And how? Just like you, Avraham Avinu, you became a Ben Terach, you were born and raised on the worst denial of the belief. I will take your children into the same situation, down to Mitzrayim, and go take away the entire, if it's going to totally decay, totally destroy whatever they got for you, shishtiko, and you're going to lose everything, become mitzrim like the rest of the world, like you were the rest of the world, you were a part of Terach, you were part of society, denying God. Your children are going to be in the same position, and then I'm going to take him out with such a redemption that if you honest and searching for the truth, you will know there's Hashem. Ten, or the Dam Tzefadeh, Akinim, 10 plagues, every plague again and again and again and again. We all do, even the Mitzvah will know there's Hashem. Ezra Elokimu, as I always say, the 10 plagues which Hashem gave to the Jews and gave for the Mitzvah for the whole world were 10 seminars. Seminar Dam, Seminar Tzefadeh, Seminar Kinim, Seminar Orav, every month. 1 week seminar, 3 weeks registration. Nobody was able to deny Hashem. And then finally, we came out, Kriyas Yam Suf, Rashi Shivka, the whole world, Shami Amir Gozin, Chuloch HaSoshul Shloshes, the whole world was petrified to see all the mitzvah drowned and every divorce you was saved. Unbelievable. And then I took you into the midbar, again, you see, you can't be without me, you can't drink, you can't anything, I'm feeding you with a man. And then I'm giving you the Torah as I gave the Torah for the magician. But Omar Yishin gave the Torah with no backup of knowledge, only belief. And here came Hashem, Noichi Hashem Elokecho, I'm your God, who created you, Hashem Tzichar Tzitzam. You're my witness, Atemeidai. We have knowledge behind us. And Hashem gives us, repeats the Kabbalah Satoira, 630 mitzvahs in every, Kabbalah Satoira mitzvahs. And now you know that you know that I depend on you. What is the Torah saying? Here comes a Molech, and Molech says, listen, I'm not denying the fact. I can't go against Kriyas Yam Suf. I can't go against all the realities which Hashem showed himself. But take it literally what Hashem says in the Torah, doesn't make sense. Amunah means to believe something which is less machshovet fisebach plach. There's no human mind would create such a belief. No feeling would ever be able to feel such a belief. It's also beyond us. Just like one of the shloshes, the ikrim is, the third ikar, she'eino guf, v'loisiga masiga guf, Hashem is not a body, it's not a matter, it's not a physics, and no masiga, no person could ever understand Hashem, nobody really could understand the statement of Hashem. Nobody of us could really say what my feeling did this morning, what my tilis sedaim did this morning, what a mitzvah is. Hashem is kodosh, holy. Holy means removed, it's beyond us. That's called Kodesh. And I said, every time he's making a mitzvah with Hashem, Hashem, you sanctified me. Be mitzvah, with commandment, with tzivonu, and until he said, I'm. With tzivonu, and yachtil. No imagination could ever grasp and feel and know with his knowledge what that feeling does, what a mitzvah does. It's a program of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a program of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like 50 years ago, there's no way you could have explained that a plastic of an inch document in the New York City Library. But it's a reality, you see it, it works. Even today, I don't know exactly how to, only some engineers, but most of people just believe it because it works. Same thing is, we take a statement of Torah, I could, if you say the Torah state, Kiris Yamsif, I know, my father told, my grandfather told me, it documented, the Goyim know about it. All the Christians, all the Muslims believe it's Yisrael, believe Mama Tafsina, all the Bible stories they believe, because it's non-deniable. It's a reality. But when Torah says, Atem Tium Lechus Kaim Goy Kodesh, and Torah means Torah Sheval Peh. The Torah says, now says, you're my partner in Master Creations. And the Torah says, Hashem said to the magician, then that, when you come to Tachar Salomi, pay attention, don't destroy my world. Like what the magician didn't accept it. I could tell that, come on, I'm going to destroy you both. How many of us really believe a statement of Torah which is only belief? A Mishnah. Would anyone deny a Mishnah is apikoyes? No question about it. Moshe emet teros emes. So the Mishnah you believe is Moshe in Torah, nobody will deny it. But take the Mishnah, the statement of Mishnah, it's Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei. The fikot nivra odem echid, the Hashem only created one single man, Odom. All humanity come from this single man, shechayev Odom loimer. A person is required to say. Two. Now, when's the parshas for Yigash Toshin, I'm both. I have to say it, Vishvili Nivro Ha'olam. The whole world was created for me. I'm the purpose of the creation. Who really believes it? Who really believes it? It's a statement of Chazal. You really believe it? You take responsibility for the whole world? And there's consequences. Kol ha'ma'abed nefesh achat. If you destroy yourself, ki libed olam ola. Like you lost, you destroy the whole world for Hashem. Let me give a deeper insight. When Hashem sends Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, koi seme le Paroi, b'ni b'choy Yisrael. It's a statement to Paroi. Sepa b'ni b'choy Yisrael, my son, the firstborn Israel. What does Paroi have to hear that? B'ni b'choy Yisrael. It's a statement for Paroi. Hardly we do believe it. B'ni b'choy, I'm a firstborn child of Hashem, I'm on the Marishim, I'm Bromovini, I'm the purpose of creation. That you have to say to Paroi. By the way, we never saw any place that ever he told it him. And even to us it wasn't translated. We just take that statement from that statement, say it to Paro. In my interpretation, that is as follows. What does Shem say Moshe mean? Tell Paro, Shalach es ami v'yavduni. Send out my nation to serve me. Send my nation to serve me. What would be if Paro would say, first of all, are you believing Hashem needs your service? Do you really believe in your mission? Hashem wants service from you, become Avdei Hashem. I'm a Paro, I'm a physical man, I need a Avodim. So Hashem takes away my Avodim, he needs a Avodim. Hashem is physical, he needs servants. Shal Chesami Avdimim. Tnu Lochem Moifes. Paro says to Moshe, give yourself, prove me that you believe in your mission. Hashem really needs you. And I have the story with the snake. Okay. But what would have been, that's my interpretation. If Paro would say, okay, God wants a nation to serve him, okay, I let you go. Take him out there. Leave me one Yankala. I have one guy, the lowest, my closest friend, my servant. Can't you leave one guy for me? I give you 5 million. One guy leave for me. One Yankala. I give what God wants. Said, no. You want to keep that Yankala, the lowest? He's my firstborn child. I came to the world only for him. He's my purpose. The call of my abed nefesh achas. If you take that yankel away, you destroy the whole world. That you understand? No way. Can you identify feeling with that? No way. You have to believe. Believe. That is belief. And I say, therefore, Chavon, we have to say it. Man is called medaber. Man is not what he knows in his head. You don't know anything. Compare whatever it is. You don't feel anything. That's all you're going to get. Yom Shikul Shabbat, we're on your pregnancy. And the child in 9 months in the world, mothers who know and feel things? No. But what develops it? We are called Medaber, what you say, Mantaki Adaber. Therefore, all the statements, which is beyond human mind, beyond human feeling, is which you have to say, Chai Vodom Loimer, Pepishvili Nivroim, don't even create it for me. I better credential than Avraham Avinu. My father was better than Terach, and I didn't worship Avodah Zarah. He became Avraham Avinu, put up a whole nation. He saved the whole world. I could be the same thing. Elianovi said it. Kol echad ve'echad misro. Elianovi speaks to us. If Elianovi would come here now and would tell you the number of the mega lottery ticket. What the number is, you buy it, you're going to make $450 million. Would you give money on it? Would you buy the ticket? Elianov is Elianov. He knows what he's talking. He would give you the number of the Megalotto. Would anyone deny to buy it? Even cost $1,000. $1 million. You could make $450 million. That Elianov says, you could make the Megalotto. You could become a Romovino. Why shouldn't you become a Romovino? I didn't make that Romovino. He made himself, self-made man. That Amolek denies. Yes, he would buy tickets, lottery tickets in the Novi. But to believe, become a self-made person, Hashem, I'm a whole world. I'm reproducing the world for you. I take responsibility for the whole world. I will do what the chest of Romovino have done. I'm going to go in the fire furnace for your sake. I would do chesed with you. Why don't you accept this? Because you might. We are victims of Amalek. We over Amalek, Pelochem Bistrol. It doesn't allow us to identify ourselves with the Torah says about us. he would be from, we go to Umar, say make his boy this dancing spring, go to Babot, do everything. In Hashem you will believe, in every Sugur you're gonna believe, everything you're gonna believe. But take responsibility for you, Bishvira Nivra Olam, it's beyond me. And that we don't, and this is Golus Hamolek, and therefore we're suffering today. And therefore Hashem Mashiach cannot come, because we are Mashiach. I cannot take, Mashiach is that you bring Mashiach. You bring yourself, you're also Mashiach. You bring the whole world for yourself. And we're seeing that unbelievable that we are today in this battlefield, we're totally out of Mitzrayim. Nobody denies the reality. The Christians, the Muslims, nobody denies Torah Moshe. And we all witnessed it, we all see the powerfulness of that. But so how come you're not happy? How come you don't say, I'm giving Hashem a gift, I'm getting up? I'll tell you a story about close to 200 years ago. There was one of the Polish Rebbes, Avrom Mitchechanov, called Chusid Avrom. His background, he was Ashkenaz, was not a Hasidic background. And he grew big and became, people accepted him for a big Rebbe. Became a Hasidic Rebbe. He had a Chavrusa, with whom he steiked all the life, steiked together. And the Chavrusa says, listen, what did you do more than me? We learned the same thing. We served Hashem the same way, Mamidim, Talmidim, everything we did the same. You became a Rebbe. Whatever you say, Hashem is listening to you. And I didn't become a Rebbe. What had you done? What did you do more than me that you deserve to be a Rebbe? And I not. She asked him, tell me, had you ever felt an experience of embracement of Hashem? Yir Hashem El Avram, Hashem came to you, gave you a kiss, embraced you, taste at elevation. And yeah, once I had such experience, like a bliss. So, the Ramchal says in Das Tunis, sometimes a person gets a certain feeling and elevation, like Hashem embraced him, became one with Hashem, but it goes away. It comes and goes, it's like a experience. Once I had such experience, but it's gone. I can't replace it. He says, I believe you. It's a wonderful feeling. But I, every day when I'm getting up in the morning, and I remind myself, Hashem tells me, Avrumele, I want you to put tefillin on for me. Gives me enjoyment and simcha a million times more all your experiences. I'm serving Hashem. I believe I'm serving Hashem. That made me terrible. So that he became his chassid. And a person could be happy with this opposite of a molek. Do you believe Hashem waits for you to feel it? Waits for you better samozen, waits for your omanesh merabo, waits for that. But today there's backed up with knowledge. Hashem proved himself, Torah proved himself, Moshe proved himself, and it's backed up in technology. Technology. Today, as you said before, you couldn't believe the Ark of Noah kept so many contents in it, saved the whole world. And today you see a chip of plastic keeps the library of the whole world. So technology also depends who programmed that computer. A push of a button doesn't mean anything. A push of a button is, I give you other illustration. So why don't we accept this? Amalek. Amalek is Gaiva. I can't live with a concept which I have no relationship to it. It has to make sense to me. That's a Thomas Edison. That's a Thomas, I don't know how long ago it was, 200 years ago, 250 years ago. He was a big scientist. He lit up the whole world, okay? He was lit up the whole world, he was a small person. But he's sleeping already for 250 years. Suppose he wakes up today. He doesn't know anything. Oh, and he doesn't see anything be developed in. I take a tour, I make a tour with him. I take him to a jet jumbo, the biggest. I take him to the first class with all the seats. He says, Thomas, can you guess what is it? Well, it's a beautiful lecture hall. I don't mind giving you the lecture. It's a nice lecture hall. It takes him to the cockpit. Shows him all kind of gadgets, all kind of buttons. What's this? It looks, it does, it has the vaguest idea. He says, see this button? Push this button, this lecture starts rolling. What? Where are the horses? Will you believe you? No way will you believe you. Take this button, it's going to rise, hop, hop, high, it's going to fly. You're out of your mind, you're working on me. It's voodoo, it's, no. Until you don't prove it to him, he will not believe you. Okay, I proved it to him. Flies. How will he react? Two ways. If he's humble, says, okay, I raise my hand, I don't know anything. As David, my behemoth, I'm an animal. I don't know anything. I must accept the truth. That's the reality. I'm sorry. Who am I? Scrap it, throw it away. I'm animal. Behemoth is him. Is he arrogant? I'm Olek. Come on, it's voodoo. Soon you come to reality. Soon it's going to explode. You're working on me. It's Kishuv. It's voodoo. And you know what can you accept? Which I enter him. That's a Molech. We have two ways how to approach, how we being victimized by Molech. We don't believe what the Torah says about me. Why don't you believe it? Maybe you didn't learn enough Torah. You didn't have background. Your knowledge is not enough strong that you could trust what Hashem says in the Torah. So if you have been deeper, we need Moshe Rabbeinu before. It's a system here. Tin lavo zichru toiras Moshe avdi. Remember toir Moshe avdi. We have a background of proof. Hashem is with us, learned us, and we have knowledge which is non-deniable. The whole world accepts it and acknowledges it. But where do you go further? That's not enough. You came out of, you're in the midworld. You know everything. And you make stupid things. Because you don't believe that Hashem really care what I do. Does really Hashem care what I do? And you're testing Hashem. That's Yehovah Molech working with Israel. And therefore, it's a proof. It's a Sfasemisk. When it came a war with Amalek, he said, Kashiyori Moshe Siyoda, when Moshe raised his hand, Videi Moshe Kvedim, the hands of Moshe were heavy. Moshe, you took us Mitzrayim, you split the sea, you did everything on the world. And Moshe can't keep his hand up. And the survival of the war with Amalek was depending, Kashiyori Moshe Siyoda, Govar Yisrael. So Moshe has to keep his hand up, and he can't keep it. He needed tmicha from Aaron Bechid. He was sitting on a stone, there to be tmicha. Kashi Yori Moshe, yes, Yori was lifting his hand higher than his head. Head is das, Moshe was das. Yoda Vamuno. The hand was translated to believe and not to das, the Govar Yisrael. Then Govar Yisrael. We're living today in this situation. We have no problem believing in Hashem, believing in mitzvahs, the way we interpret in Torah's Moshe. But to believe, Mishvini v'Oilam, now what is Mishvini v'Oilam? My Hanukkah's filling up this morning, or my Shahakoni Abitvore of this time, it's a part of the ingredients of the world. Without the world cannot be completed. And if we deny that, the world is not completed. Not completed. So everything which Hashem tells you, you're in command, you're doing it. I'm completing the world. And that's your minimum Mashiach, you're completing what you're doing. Of course, the Melech HaMashiach collects all the individuals who completed their worlds and makes it into one big world. But if I don't do my share, Mashiach has got out of rank. And therefore we have to wait for Mashiach, is to wait for your own Amunah. You have to believe. Therefore, Lo Yigal Yisrome Mitzrayim Eilu B'Zchus Amunah. In the final thing, only B'Zchus Amunah. It's not the same Amunah. The first Amunah was believing in Hashem. The final Amunah is believing in you. You have to believe in yourself. So how do you do it? Scientists work with two tools. Two tools. The contradictive tools. You have a telescope, you have a microscope. In a telescope, you look out. Look out. You see the whole constellations, all the stars, all the... But yourself, you don't see. A microscope, you put it to one point, you don't see anything but that one point. Paro denies the whole system, denies Hashem, denies Torah. Ken Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's Moshe, telescope. Sumor HaMalechem, Rimi Boreira. Look what created that. Under Kriyas Yamsuf, everyone sees it. But himself, Anachnumov, we are nothing. Ish Moshe Olof Meoid. I'm a nothing. Moshe proves God when you prove talk about Hashem. You don't see yourself at all. Yeah, there's Hashem, but there's no you. Moshe taught you nothing. No? I take the microscope on me. You know who I am? I'm B'nai B'choyr, the firstborn child of Hashem. For me, I'm created. Without me, there's no world. I'm Odomarishan, I'm Avraham Avinu. I could go in Odomarishan's path. I could go Nimrod. I could be Terah. I could be Noach. And I could be Avraham Avinu. I take the microscope on me. Now we have to use the tool of microscope, your greatness. Now, until you don't see that, we lost. I give you my chiddush. It doesn't have to be accepted. Coming out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, there's four levels. You don't have to be on top, you could be Arba Bolim. To prove God, you could take your intelligence to make use of a Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. You could settle in four different levels, negat Arba Bolim, different Torah. My chiddush is. Neged Amalek, there's no four levels. Either Avraham Avinu, either nothing. the top. Because when you speak about intelligence, rationality, there's levels how much I could comprehend. So everyone had a different depth in understanding. There's four levels. Arba bonim. In Meyeged HaMolek, there's no Arba bonim. Simcha Zecher HaMolek. Because you're talking something which less machshova tfiso, it's a simple amuna. The highest level of amuna, as the Dovid message, behemo yisri imach, I'm like an animal. I'm like an animal. As the Ovis, Avramitzin Yankov, Kesushim, again, in Bitsa Sayam, they go like horses in mots of water to do the Rotzel Hashem without understanding anything. It's how Kefuan Ketomim, the complete. And I bring it down, we're not going to finalize the Meisah. That's the only medicine against Amalek. Again, so there's no four levels, there's no four medicines. It's a capsule, you have to come up from with you. You have to take what Elyonovi speaks to us today. Elyonovi is prior bringing Mashiach. Without Elyonovi's message, with Torah's Moshe, we cannot bring Mashiach. Torah's Moshe is a preparation to become Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And that's Elyonovi's. Heishilu Ovois Albonim. You have to become Ovois. Chol Echot Ve'echum Yisroel. Everyone, doesn't matter what your background is, Chayv Loime, you have to say it because you don't understand it, you don't feel it, you have to say it. Musagi Masar Masar Voice Savri Vemela become Yitzchak Yaakov. Yitzchak Yaakov never going to become. Yet is Mashiach is going to give you. Because Yitzchak is avoider. Mashiach Shom Lavotro. Mashiach going to give you Bais HaMikdash. Yaakov is Torah. You're going to receive Torah from Hashem after Mashiach. One thing Mashiach will not give you, Avraham. Aim Mekablim Gerim B'Mois HaMashiach. He can't become all Makushmaim. Mashiach, because everyone wants to run to come. Today is the last season to come Avraham. Everyone denies who I am. Amalek denies that. You take responsibility. You become Avraham. How much you're going to become Avraham? According to this, you're going to get Yitzchak and Yaakov. Therefore, we see today this new bacteria which we never knew before. Before Nebuch, Jews loved Yiddishkeit. It was a victim. Above Elmoda, Yovan, Edom, became an atheist, became evolution, became dead. But today we see a new bacteria. Yodeas Riboyno, I know exactly what Hashem wants, what he needs, and I don't care. I'm angry. And we see it, as I said, beginning. We now, sir, I'm facing it almost every day. People come. We're not prepared for such a war. So I was dealing with a guy in America, a guy, 10 children, a very, very gifted guy, was going to become a Rabbi Kiva Eger of the generation. He thought he was going to be the Baba of the world. What? He got disappointed. Hashem didn't treat him right. He got a few flicks. In the end, he got angry. Yodeh Sremoina, and became angry to Hashem, and became a total no opposite, leaving everything back. Staying at the average, staying at the verge of a divorce, how could divorce? She says to his wife, I'm going to play the game, I'm going to marry over the children, I'm going to make kiddush, go to shul, but leave me alone. Leave me alone. So how could a woman live with a husband to eat young children? To despise Hashem? You're not fair to me. I did everything to grow, and then you undercut me. People fall. It's joyless. Wasn't Avraham Avinu, it grew and grew, but he thought he was going to become Yitzchak the next, no? He broke down before he became Avraham Avinu. So I'm working with him a few times. The third, fourth time, I'm telling him, tell me, why am I working with you? I'm not taking money. Why do I care? He says, look, maybe stuck with sugar. I'm stuck with crazy. I'm talking crazy. So I told him, do you know, if a person is not willing to take on all a yoke of Hashem, which he doesn't understand, willing to not take on the yoke of Hashem, put on you a life, which you don't understand, and you can't accept it. It's a cat. A cat. A cat is running from garbage and other garbage, thinking a moment forward. It's a cat. It's a cat. She says to me, that's exactly what I became. I want to be it. I worked very hard to become a cat. I worked years to get rid of my guilt and to be free. And I became a cat. Now, what are you telling me? Moshe, Torah, Matthias, Yamsu, everything. He knows everything better than I know. He's angry at Hashem, and it took him years to get out of his guilt. And he accomplished it. And he says to me, Kach, and warns me, don't you dare bring me back where I was. I worked very hard to get away from there. He warns me. Don't you dare to bring me back where I was. I worked very hard to get there. What medicine can you give me? That's the Amalek in the highest level. He knows everything. He's angry. What can you tell such a guy? So what can you tell him? He said, listen, you have a chira. Hashem respects you bechira. He let you grow and grow and grow, and then he tested you like he tested Avraham Avinu, and he let you fail, and he said, I'm spitting him in his face, I want to become a cat, I will do everything, enter, don't tell me what to do. That's you bechira. I'm also bechira. Just like you have a bechira to become a cat, I am a bechira, I will become Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu himself, not like Avraham Avinu. Why I'm talking to you, you know why I'm talking to you? I'm now doing chesed with Hashem. I'm pitying Hashem. Hashem invested in you 3,000 years in the Shoma, and he saved you all the generation before Mashiach, gave you gift and qualities, and you grew and grew, but he gave you a test, like all of being, I'm also being tested. And being you, you take your arrogance, your gaiva famolek, you tested me, I show you, I become a cat. I tell Hashem, Hashem is losing, Hashem is crying on you. You're committing suicide. You know, but you don't care. You're just fighting God. So who is the Rachmonas? Who is Pidi Hashem? And I believe. Talking to you, come back, don't hurt Hashem. That is chesed. That's a moon of Avraham. Mischased im koiloi. Mischased im koiloi. That's what we're talking about. So sometimes the two people, we're in the same page, the same background, and the same pain, misyoinus. You went one way, you went to become a molech, a cat, and I became Avraham Avinu myself. Yes, Avraham Avinu. Why? Because I believe I'm doing chesed with Hashem. After this, I don't have to understand. I'm going to finalize in this expansion. V'chi Yankov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Rishona. Yankov lived for 17 years in Eretz Mitzrayim, and then Yankov, V'chi Mishnei Yankov, Yankov, Me'er V'albu Mishav, and he lived for 147 years. The Ovois had to live 180 years, like Yitzchak. Yankov gave up. Avraham lost 5 years because of Esav. Yankov Avinu lost 43 years of his 180 years. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, unbelievable, beautiful insight. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, how come? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, every one of us have an assignment, a mission in this world, if we're giving all the ingredients to complete our mission. All ingredients. Everyone first come down to it to go to so many tests, so many challenges and battles with Yitzhar and so on and so on. We are also being given to match up the antidote, the Siyata Deshmai, we should be able to fight my Yitzhar. Everyone got a personal individual as Yitzhar, but we got to oppose it, Siyata Deshmai, help of Hashem. Inamola Ozra Lyoch, Hashem said, so everyone has a certain amount of the test, of possibilities of failing, possibilities of winning, with a siyata d'shma which Hashem gave to balance the test which you're going through. Therefore, a person is not supposed to go in a dangerous area of nisoyan. A person is not supposed to expose himself to a nisoyan which has to use more siyata d'shma. He's eating up his siyata d'shma. He's shortening his life. Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, the lowest, the technology of today, exposed to everything, he must live in the everything. In order to survive in Mitzrayim for 17 years and not to fail, he shortened his life with 43 years. He ate up his Siyata D'Shmaya. He ate up his Siyata D'Shmaya. Therefore, no person should expose himself any additional nisyonis, which is not necessarily absolute. Yankov had to go down, and he was there, and he made it. Okay? It wasn't, he died like 147, but he accomplished his mission totally, like Avraham Avinu accomplished his mission 175. But any person who's exposing himself to any unnecessary nisyonis, you're shortening your life. Therefore, the Gemara says, if a person goes in a place where there's preachers, there's washing ladies, what washing laundry, the things, there's no other way. You have to have an oinesu. There's other way. You don't have to be there. And he goes there. Roshu says the Rashbam. If he closes his eyes, he didn't fail. Roshu, how? Because he shortened your life. When a person allows himself to let himself being exposed to the tests of the world, even if he didn't fail. If a person takes himself unnecessarily technology which is not absolutely necessary for his existence of panosa, and even that has to be fully protected, he couldn't fail. And if he exposes himself to unnecessary exposure, actually you're shortening your life. Because you need more shelter. You're not going to fail. You're going to be a tzaddik. I could use the iPhone, and I'm not going to fail. proved I never failed. Do you know how much Siyat Shmaya ate up for that? All of a sudden later you're getting a test which you should know, so somebody passed away, whatever that is, you crack up. Why this person which I spoke before, who wants to become a cat, why did he crack up? He allowed himself to be exposed to non-necessary exposure, and he was a tzaddik. He said, I deserve it. But you don't know how much you ate up your Siyat Shmaya. All of a sudden you got a few flicks, you collapsed. And this is reality, this is not just talk. Therefore, being the final test before Mashiach, therefore the whole world tries to capture us, and we are only allowed to let ourselves being exposed something which is absolutely necessary for avoidance Hashem and Parnosa al Taharis HaKodesh. Any unnecessary exposure, even you're not going to fail, you're strong, you're very strong, but you don't know what you think up. As the Shlomo Kluger says in the Chochmas HaTorah, he said for 200 years ago, this is very valid, Dr. Yankov showed it this life, because he survived 17 years in Mitzrayim, became Yankov HaTzadik in 17 years, it costed him 43 years of Siyata Yishmaya to accomplish this mission. If you believe in it, it's so beautiful, it's so absolute. So all you make yourself a commitment, and not, therefore tzaddikim, the American Genesis and several people should look out from the four armors. Even very well, don't allow yourself any unnecessary exposure. If the akulot doesn't bother me, yes, you don't know how much crazy you're eating up. That is how Makom, Tim Kazecher HaMolek, we have to raise the Bechemis of Molek, but we have to believe in yourself that you could really do it. Once you're going to do it, we're going to be required to share that Cain will be made over your mind.
I have a chabur every morning, the new cell phone.
I have others for me, but I...
It's such an important safe.
Well, you get the last one. Perhaps not for the ocean. Not for your group, it's more for the...
Well, I have a group of the Hashimi guys as well. I'm doing the first Chaylik thing. But,